You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Preston. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yeah, man, I've been waiting 3 hours for a tow truck, man.
And have you received a text message yet from the
nothing.
Oh, well, they're still working on it. That's why. Because
working on
I'm
what?
looking at I'm working on trying to find somebody to come out there. Your name's Anthony?
Yeah, Anthony Scott, man.
Yeah. They haven't found anybody yet. They're still working on it. Let me see. You say 3 hours, huh? Let's see.
Hey, it might have been longer than that.
Yeah, I believe you. Sometimes stuff takes longer than usual. Sometimes.
Hold on, man. Let me call my insurance company while you're on the phone. They need to hear this.
Sure.
Give me a second,
no problem.
Man. Don't hang up.
No, I won't. Call them.
See, since it got dark up under this goddamn bylock that I'm at, I ain't got no light. It's power dead. It's very, now it's unsafe at all. This is crazy, man. This is crazy. I pay too much insurance to have this type of shit that I be going on right now. I really do.
Who's your insurance policy?
Sure one. Sure one. And I can't even find the damn number right now because I can't see. Hold on, let me turn my phone light on. This is crazy. Okay, I got the number. No way in the world I should still be sitting out here.
For English, please press 1 now. Para Espanol, oprima 2.
Hey, did you cancel?
No, I didn't cancel.
Thank you for calling American Alliance Casualty Company.
Why are you actually going to cancel?
Well, I just spoke to somebody, you know, messaged someone, and asked them, someone that knows, should know about what's going on your case. And they said that... I asked them, was somebody working on a ticket? They said, no, it's been closed. That somebody, that the customer canceled.
Why would I cancel when I need a tow truck?
I get it. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But I'm just telling you the issue going on right here with your ticket.
I've been sitting all this time, and it ain't nothing even coming.
Nah, I'm gonna go ahead and work it, man. I'm gonna go ahead and work your ticket.
Okay, but the location and shit, man, I ain't got nobody with me that can give me the location. I'm on Grand and some type of expressway, man. All my information still there?
Mm-mm. Hold on, let me see. Yeah, you don't even have. There is nothing here. Nothing.
Wow.
No location.
Oh,
no
God.
Destination. None of that. No, nothing. So I gotta call close.
Hold on, man. I tell you, it's noisy because I'm up under the bylaw. But give me a second. I screenshotted my location, so. Okay. Can I text that to you?
No, I can't receive text messages.
You can't receive text, right?
Anthony Scott. I'm gonna go ahead and work your thing. I'm gonna go ahead and work it, man. And Anthony.
Okay, I'm in Waukegan, first of all.
I'm gonna get all that in a minute.
Okay.
First things first. I'm starting your ticket. Anthony Scott. That was so incomplete, you know, that I just had to ask about it. Tell me your phone number. 7 7 3 8 1 7 8 6 6 9. Right now, my computer's moving slow, man. So bear with me.
All right.
What city and state do you live in?
I live in Chicago, Illinois, 60644.
I just
merged my wife in on the call with us. So okay, Juan, listen. Tell him where I'm at.
Huh?
What highway am I on?
We're on 137 Amstead, right there by Grand, Waukegan, Illinois. What you want to drink, man?
You got that information, man? Because she going to be off the phone.
You should get it from her, because I'm not ready for that right now. I'm still searching for other stuff.
You're
so I wasn't even ready for that information.
Okay, well, can you take it down? Put that in? So you already had that part in?
I want to try to make you understand. I'm not in that section of the screen.
Hey, Juan, get a pop on suicide. How long before you get back in?
Do what now?
Just get anything, Juan.
No, what kind of drink you want? That's what I'm asking. You want Coke, Sprite, or what? What you want?
Mix it.
Mix, huh?
Yeah, just tell me to mix it. Oh, man, this is crazy, man.
You said mix what, babe?
Hey, just get a suicide pop.
Huh?
Juan, anything that you get, just get it, man. It don't matter.
Okay, I'm right there.
All right.
I can barely hear you. That's what I'm trying to ask. I can't hear you.
I know you can't. I'm up under this thing, and I can't let the windows up. So, it's gonna
yeah,
be
okay.
Like yeah, all right. Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And now I'm trying to just search for your policy, man. Because I can't even find that.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying, man.
I'm not even tripping on you, man. It ain't even your fault. Because this supposed to have been handled 2 hours ago. You're trying to help me. So know that I appreciate you, man. I'm just frustrated because I don't even be out here. My wife lives out here. I stay in the city now. You feel me? And
yeah.
Coming out here to bring some puppies that I bought for and all this shit that started with my fucking truck. Now, I don't never have no problems with my truck. I think the battery done went dead or the alternator ain't charging the battery. It's gonna be some simple shit. You know, it's just the fact that I'm stuck up under the fucking bike lock out here and can't do shit about it. That shit got me blowing me, man.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance for four motherfucking cars, man. Shit, when I make a phone call, I be wanting motherfuckers to be on point.
I feel you.
3 hours, you know?
Yes, sir.
So
I feel you.
On you at all. You ain't got nothing to do with it. It's the motherfucker that took the order from the get go. That's what got me all fucked up. But it is what it is. Oh man. But I'm in Chicago, Illinois, 606-44-5132.
Is that where you live? Is that where you live?
That's where I live. That's where my insurance is. That's where my policy is set for. The address to my policy is 5132 West Congress Parkway, Chicago, Illinois, 60644.
Like what I'm doing right now is just copying and pasting from everything you told them earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't have to ask you all that. I'm just going to copy and paste it. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just copying and pasting all this stuff.
Okay.
And then, do you know your VIN number, your vehicle?
Chicago?
Yeah, for the car you're calling.
I think it's 1G.
What's the car you're calling about? Isn't it it's not. Okay, it's not a Malibu? Oh, I thought it was a Malibu.
No, all right,
go ahead. What's the VIN number for that?
I'm not for sure, but I think it's 1GNN.
Okay. If you're not sure, don't even worry about it. If you with the car,
man, this might be it. I'm looking at my insurance thing. So it says 1G.
If you with the car right now and you look in the dashboard.
No numbers in the dash.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
So 1GNX1306-7.
That's all? It can't be. It should be a whole lot more. It'd be at least 15 characters.
Okay, hold up. Shit, hold it. That is it. Okay, let's try it again. 1GNFX13017.
You going too fast for me, man. I'm just not that fast.
Okay.
I got 1GNFX.
1GNF as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
K as in Karen. 1307, J as in James, 130404. I'll repeat it. 1GNF
X1301J1304-04.
Yeah, ain't nothing coming up. 1GNFX13017J1304-04.
Correct.
And the policy number? Say that.
Policy number 855. No.
That's not what you gave them earlier, is it? 85. Go ahead, tell it to me again. 85.
No, give me a sec. Give me a sec.
All right, take your time.
Pull out that insurance card, man. Hold on. Give me a sec. Give me a sec. Hold on. Okay, the policy number is 0722.
You said IFAE?
No. IL.
Oh, IL.
Yeah.
IL.
AA. AA. 07223. 49-00. And I can give you the damn what's the name number two off here. It says
that IL means Illinois. That's where you got your insurance from. So ILAA07. Tell me what's after the 7. 07.
Okay, 072249-00. So actually it says ILAA-072249-00. And my vehicle ID number is 1GNFK13017J130404. I'll repeat.
Yeah, I got that.
K.
Yeah. I got that. Yeah, because earlier on this one, I see DA14772526. That's what I see.
Right, that's the number they told me to give you for a tow truck or some shit. She said, give them this number. So that's the number that it had to do with my policy. That's the number I'm supposed to give you for the tow truck.
And then you gave them the Chevy Impala 2007, the red
Tahoe.
You told Tahoe?
Tahoe, a red Tahoe. My Impala is I ain't got an Impala, I got a Malibu, and the Malibu is black.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had
the
wrong
Impala.
Yeah, well, they had Impala.
Yeah, I don't even own an Impala. I own a Malibu, a photo black Malibu, 2020. And I got a 2007 Chevy Tahoe, four-door red. Red, burgundy, whatever.
No, 6819. Okay, what year is it?
2007 Chevy Tahoe. Four-wheel drive.
What color is it? Red?
Yeah.
All right. You have your coverage right now, from what I'm looking at, $50 is your coverage amount. So if there's anything over $50, then you'll have to come out of pocket. What's wrong with the vehicle?
I'm thinking the alternator just stopped and it ain't charging my battery. My battery done went dead. Or it could be just the battery ain't no fucking good. I got no clue, man. I ain't no mechanic. All
right, so you want a tow. You want to talk, yeah, you're going to get it. Yeah.
But I got to, like, the what they call the number, when they give you the numbers to where you parked it, I got that. You know how you can track where I'm
at? Yeah,
like,
I'm going to send you a text message in a minute, man. And you're going to give me the, latitude and longitude.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I got that right now, buddy.
I'm gonna see what you got. If what you got don't sound right to me, I'm gonna send you a text message so you
hey,
can
give me a
so
second.
You can,
mm-hmm. Give me a second. I got shit. She just brought me something to eat. I've been down here so goddamn long to go get food.
All right. Whenever you're ready, give me the latitude and longitude.
Okay. Ain't that a bitch? Now it's going to blow up. Okay, 42-367-621.
Let me ask you a question. After the two, is it a dash or a dot?
A dot.
Okay. Make sure you call them things out right. Because if
all
I
right,
put
then.
A dash instead of
I'm
a dot,
I'm sorry.
All right.
2.367621. And then it's like a little punctuation mark. I don't know what the fuck it is. And then it's another a line in between. 87.827940.
All right. Are you like anywhere near 137 Expressway?
Hold on, I'm gonna ask my wife. I don't know nothing about this shit.
Okay.
Oh, she right there. Don't hang up, bro. Give me a minute.
No, I ain't hanging up, man.
All right.
If you get disconnected, I'll call you back.
Juan.
What?
What's the name of this expressway again?
137 Hampstead.
Ham Schultz.
Yes.
Ham Stokes.
It's Hampstead. Walk Hampstead.
Yeah. Hampstead.
Route 137 Hampstead.
It's like right before you get to Grand.
Yeah. It's
no,
spelled,
it's, yeah, we ride up on an underpass of Grand.
It's spelled like this to me. I see A M S T U T Z Expressway.
That's it.
One,
right. That's it. That's
right.
Hampstead.
And what direction are you traveling in?
North,
right? All right, and I see, it says 515 North Sheldon Road. That's what I came up with.
Right.
That's what I came up
okay,
with.
Okay, that's you good.
Now,
right
it says that you're in Waukegan, Illinois. Is that true?
Right.
Okay, good.
Right.
So I got it then. All right, so I'm going to put this in here, copy and paste this. Then you'll be mapped and located after that. Then all we need after that is a destination.
I'm going to take it to a shop probably closed now, 81.
Yeah, uh-huh. They ain't going to take it. They ain't going to take it to a closed shop.
No, we need a club. We need a shop that's open, gang.
Okay. We gonna take it to your house, Juan. Fuck that. I don't know no shop that's open right now, so we gonna take it to your house to deal with it tomorrow.
What's the address? What's the address?
1833 Ash. That's to the house.
Ash what? Street? Boulevard?
Ash Street. Yeah. Ash Street.
Okay, what city is that?
That's Waukegan also.
That's the same city?
It's the same city, babe. We only a couple blocks from it.
All right.
Once we get off the expressway, then I'll be at home.
Okay.
It's Ash, A-F-H, yeah.
I got it. All right, so I got your location map, and I got your destination map. Now, like I said to you before, if it's over $50, it's gonna be out of pocket. So I'm gonna call you and let you know how much if it's more, and then you let me know if you can do that. All right?
Okay. You say if it's more, why? I got roadside assistance, so...
Yeah, $50. $50 of coverage. You got $50 coverage.
$50
of coverage. So if it's more than $50, you're going to have to come out of pocket. I'm just trying to keep it real with what I see on
the
screen.
Okay, All right.
Yeah. I'm not trying to sugarcoat none of this for you. I'm just trying to get you some help, man.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, so I'll call you back. As soon as I find somebody that want to do it and how much they want to do it for, I'll call you back and let you know. All right.
All right.
Hold tight.
All right.
All right.